This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the European Union, finds himself in a pressure-packed, pivotal role as the star witness of this week's congressional impeachment hearings on Wednesday, targeting President Donald Trump. His testimony comes a day after the Intelligence Committee heard from four witnesses, three of whom directly listened to Trump's July 25th telephone call with Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army Officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I had to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks for providing financial support to the Islamic State terror group. The U.S. Treasury Department on Monday said the new round of sanctions targeting four individuals and five companies operating in Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other countries for their involvement in supporting the Islamic State financially and logistically. U.S. officials said after the U.S. operation killed the Islamic State leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, last month, the U.S. government has increased its efforts to undermine the terror group's financial capabilities. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo changed a long-standing U.S. policy saying Jewish settlements in the West Bank do not violate international law. Israeli officials warmly welcomed the statement. Palestinians are furious. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the controversial statement in Washington.
Establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not, per se, inconsistent with international law. The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.
A United Nations spokesman said there was no change in its policy toward the settlements, which is that they are illegal according to international law. Overnight, four rockets were fired from Syria at Israel and were shot down by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Israeli officials said they believed the rockets were from pro-Iranian groups. It was not clear if there was a direct connection to Pompeo's statement. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of immigrants who were blocked from seeking asylum in the U.S. get a favorable ruling from a federal judge in California. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
July 16th, the Trump administration changed its asylum policy, announcing that anyone who had traveled through another country before the U.S. border would be denied. Immigrant advocates went to court on behalf of thousands of migrants who obeyed instructions at the border that they should wait in Mexico to apply for U.S. asylum. But then the new ban made them ineligible. A federal judge has sided with them, ruling that anyone who appeared at an official U.S. border crossing before July 16th of this year will be exempt from the new ban. It's estimated some 20,000 people are still waiting in Mexico for U.S. asylum hearings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The leading U.S. medical group is calling for a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on the story.
The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The AMA adopted its position at a policymaking meeting in San Diego. The AMA cited a surge in e-cigarette use by teens and the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping. The AMA plans to lobby for laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve the ban.
The AP's Mike Gracia reporting there. And Amnesty International says Iranian security forces have killed at least 106 people in nationwide anti-government protests since Friday, but the Iranian government has not released any official numbers on deaths and injuries or arrests of the protesters. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.